Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammad wa barik. This is Ashraf wa ta'ala Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sab. The title is Hifazat Nazar.
Behparda haseeno se hua tang zamana, aankhon ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ دھوکا ہی تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا دھوکا ہی تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا, بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا, پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق کے مجازی, بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ, اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, اما بعد. This is a very beautiful and important bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Illah Rumi Waqt Tabligh Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat has put it beautifully in poetic form, which shows that how enjoyable our deen is if we only realize. And this is such an important bayan that it can be repeated over and over for myself. Still we'll find, if we don't make an effort, we'll find weakness in ourselves. And this is such a thing that will never get us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be dreaming, we're getting close, and we are the awliya of Allah ta'ala, but we're far from that. A person, Hazrat has termed it so beautifully, the title of this bayan, Hifazat in Nazar. One is, we say that we take care of our gazes. One is hifazat, how you protect something very, very valuable. This is how we should protect. That this eyes Allah Ta'ala has given us, Hazrat says so beautifully, agar apne basirat, basarat ko kifi hifazat kare, to basirat Allah Ta'ala naseeb farmayenge. If you look after your basarat, your eyesight, Allah will give you insight and foresight. And this will only come when a person makes a concerted effort. And this we can only get in the company of the true man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like our honorable Shaykh Hazrat over and over reminds us of this important bayan. And we find our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. It was that Shaykh that Allah ta'ala, so to say, left behind to make us realize the pandemic that will cause great harm to our spirituality is not protecting and not taking care of our gazes. And a person will never able to achieve this till he doesn't make a concerted effort, and one is make a firm intention. In the morning when we get up, we should make an intention that qasd-e adam-e nazar, that I promise I will not cast glances, and not just evil glances which is not necessary. Protect our glances where we don't have to be looking. Then to protect yourself from where you're not supposed to be looking will become even easier. And if you don't make this intention, then Hazrat says so beautifully, it's like a person in the morning, you get up, you don't make any intention that I'm going to obey Allah's command and stay away from haram. You just go out of your house that you're not going to do evil and you're going to do good. But you didn't make a firm intention. It's like you're parking your car in neutral. If it's on a slight cliff, then people who are standing at the back and they're just leaning against the car, it will move. And you're unable to stop it from an accident. But when you make an intention, you're parking your car in first gear. Now you'll be alert all the time. And even if something comes in the way, it won't just move. So like that, Hazrat is teaching us here, that in that zamana already, today it's even far worse than that. That we didn't take heed to this great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is that Allah ta'ala has given us this very, very great gift and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the eyes. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Didn't we give you these two beautiful eyes? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us and commanded us how to use this eyes.
When a person uses the eye correctly, the eye is the door to the heart. Then the heart will be at ease. If you leave your door open all the time, and then you complain that I have problems, this is missing, that is missing, then everybody will tell you, you are a foolish person. So like that, Allah Ta'ala makes me, all of us realize that the protection of the gaze is so important and so necessary, that this is that command that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala particularly gave separately to the man and separately to the woman also. And thus Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala did not the command like other commands, aqim as-salah, establish your namaz, give your zakat. But this is so to say, Allah Ta'ala's ghairat, that Allah Ta'ala is like a son who commits such actions that the father also feels shy to tell him. So he'll tell somebody that is close, or an elderly person that can talk to him, just tell him that how can he be carrying on doing things like this. So Ya Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ, that tell the believing men that just cast your gazes low, and so easy, learn to control your gazes. And as Hazrat has explained so beautifully over and over, has taught us that Allah has made this command so easy, but yet we find this is one of the hardest commands. And when we take it for granted, we see where the Ummah has landed today, that what is regarded as a sin today is not regarded as sin, which is worse. Our iman is directly impacted by that. That people will say today, what's wrong in having a gathering where you have to be teaching women, or you have to be saying on the same platform with men and women, this is, we just going into a bit extravagance, that we must be so, we must have so much farda, etc. This is a great, a clear indication that our iman is at stake. That Allah Ta'ala is telling us, this is protection of your honor, respect, and we are saying it, that there's nothing wrong. And as Hazrat explained so beautifully, many people who say that these Maulanas, they will only talk about protecting your gazes. We don't know what happens to them. When nothing happens to us, we talk to our, to talk to women, and nothing happens to us. Hazrat says it so beautifully, that something very serious is wrong with you. If nothing is happening to you, if you put butter in front of fire, it must melt. If it's not melting, then it's not butter. So if you say nothing happens to you, you talk to your secretary, etc., you talk to your cousins, you talk to other relatives, and nothing happens to you, Hazrat says, then you're not a man. If you're not a man, nothing is going to happen to you. And if you are really like, if you don't have desires, malaika, Hazrat explained that even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, they don't have desires, how Allah has put desires in us. So the best hur, hura, can sit on the lap of Jibreel alayhi salam, it won't tickle him anyway. And there's no kamal in that. That is why the malaika are not called awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given us, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah has put within us this desire towards sin. But Allah shows that we can even surpass the malaika, that we just use our sharp brakes, and the malaika will be shocked, and they will envy us. On the other hand, we can stoop down lower than animalism. And today we see where the Ummah has reached today. The concern and the worry of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the Ummah will get involved in filth and dirty actions of sodomy, lesbianism, where we have reached today, just by not controlling our gazes. So Hazrat says, in that time already, particularly in the Indo-Pak area, be parda haseeno se hua tanga zamana, aankhon ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko saktana. At that time, they were still wearing their normal dresses, Punjabi, izar, etc. But they took off their veil from their faces and started walking in the street. So Hazrat says, this bare pardagi has caused now great, make it difficult for men to be walking in the street, because wherever you see, your eyes are going to fall on this woman. And it's made the whole, the time so difficult to love, that now your eyes are causing you great trouble, to the heart is being troubled by this eyes just falling here and there. And that is in those countries. And today there also it is worse. In our countries, when Hazrat came and Hazrat explained, in UK and our country, that here is not Deh Pardagi, here is Urrayaniyat. That when the heat comes, it seems like the heat comes only on the woman folk. That they walk naked in the street. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, at that time is going to come, kasiyatun ariya, that even people will be dressed, but they will be naked. And today said, not even woman folk, men today, we wear this stiff trousers, etc. In the masjid, your satr is open, you're going into sajda. You're supposed to be in the highest closeness to Allah Ta'ala. But here, we don't realize. So when we don't take heed to the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and that is why Mufassirin have explained that what is taqwa? Taqwa is that you stay away from those things that are permissible also, that can lead you to things that are not permissible. And today when you don't stay away from that, it won't only lead you to getting involved in haram, it will lead you to now justifying the haram, which Hazrat explained and taught us over and over. Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah Ali said clearly, and particularly to the ulama, that if you're doing haram, don't justify that haram. Otherwise your iman is at stake. If you acknowledge and accept to yourself that I'm a weak servant, I'm engaged in haram, your iman will still be protected. And hopefully you come in a company of the friends of Allah, Allah will give tawfiq to make tawbah. But if you justify it as it is happening today, that now every small occasion and every gathering, as Hazrat Mawlana Salim Dora Sahab down the Rakatum explained, that today we just want entertainment, even in gatherings of deen, that where there is entertainment, where there is enjoyment, that is what we want. Allah Ta'ala save us, we haven't understood what is real entertainment. Outwardly it looks like entertainment, but in the heart, nobody has got peace in the heart. So what entertainment is that? Entertainment is something that is within yourself, that you've got peace and happiness, you're not scared any second. Anybody can see you. You know, Allah Ta'ala is with me all the time. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is watching you? Jo tu chupke se karta hai, sare jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. That if you think nobody is watching me, Allah Ta'ala is watching me. And don't think of it in the negative, think of it in the positive. That Allah Ta'ala is all the time with me. And when Allah is watching us, and we try our best to obey Allah's commands, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present with us. Then what more enjoyment can a person have in his life? So Hazrat says that in those days already, that now the eyes started troubling the heart, and the heart now is now uneasy. You're coming into the masjid also, where we're supposed to be in connection with Allah ta'ala, but we're thinking of everything else besides Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala save me, all of us, and then so Allah Ta'ala commands وَتَعَوَنُوا لَلْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, that help one another on goodness and taqwa, that is connection with Allah Ta'ala. If there's something to be worried and feared about, is that Allah must not be unhappy with me. So husband supposed to be helping the wife supposed to be helping the husband. But Akbar Ilabadi said it so beautifully, that in order to kupucha, that tumhare parde ki kya ho gaye? That what's happening to you all now, that you're just walking boldly in the street, not even covering your faces, nothing, and all the places of attraction, even if we got parda today, as Hazrat explained, this cockeyed parda with our eyes open, and the eyes is that Allah Ta'ala has made it such a splendid organ of the body that Allah gave us free of charge. Just that one glance that needs, it causes a big fire in the heart. So Hazrat, we ask them, what has happened to you? That you walking just boldly today, he said, "Hamara parda mardo ke aklo par parda." That our parda fell on the heads of our men. When we tell them we want to wear parda, they object. And on the other hand, when men want to keep beards, the women folk will object. So whereas we come in the company of the righteous and pious, then beautifully Hazrat says so beautifully that now just as trouble the heart and don't think, remember, just think logically also. And the command of Allah doesn't need any logic. But he says logically also, if you are a man with little brains, then think for yourself. Mumkin nahi surat mein na ho koi taghayyur. Bekaar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana. Is it ever possible that the same young girls that you are looking at, that their shapes are not going to change, and that they're not going to get old one day, and forget getting old, that the more we remain in haram, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that a person becomes bold. Now you go to such entertainment, and then Allah Ta'ala gives respite. And when Allah Ta'ala just pulls the rope little, Allah shows that there were occasions that people who went on the Titanic, they said unsinkable. This is, that ship can never sink. But that ship went for a cruise, and on that cruise, all filth and dirt, music, woman and the entertainment, Allah just made the wind blow, and the storms became heavy. People that were dancing on the ship, in a split moment, those young girls, 18 years, they look like 80-year-old women. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is just a glimpse of what is happening in this world. If we don't make tawbah, we don't come in a company of the friends of Allah, and we don't inculcate taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. If we love that type of life, and we don't appreciate the ni'mat of Allah, and we disobey Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when we see the scene, what is going to happen to us? We have to keep this in mind all the time. So Hazrat says that definitely that shape is going to change very soon. And many mashayikh have shown that if you're looking at this artificial beauty, in reality what you are looking at? You are just looking at stool. That same young girl, just give a stool laxative and see all that stool that comes out. Now see if you want to look at this. And mashayikh have shown that see, this is what you are looking at. And Allah Ta'ala make me realize, all of us, that myself I make sincere tawbah and beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, protect me, give me tawfiq to protect my gazes. So Hazrat says, and in another beautiful poem of our Dada Shaykh, Kalta Naksha Jawani Ka, Aje Lakab Lana Nani Ka, that yesterday it was this young boy, this young girl, standing in front of the mirror and cracking the mirror. Today what you look like? That old grandmother, that old granny. So let us think of reality, and that is a person of intelligence. Hazrat says, Lekin agar aankho ko na tu unse bachaye, mumkin nahi fir dil ka tere unse bachana. That don't fool yourself, that when you're going to look at these women in the street, and Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us very clearly, these women who go out from their homes, and today sadly men also, we go out of our homes that we were dressed in such a way we want to be attracted. And the people in the opposite party must be looking at us. Hazrat says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that person is a shaitan walking. There's no beauty in there. It's just artificial. Shaitan beautifies our evil actions. If we don't come in such gatherings, Allah has brought me here first of all, and all of us to realize, and realize that I've got this terrible disease. The worst pandemic in the world is not what they fooled us with, all this COVID and all these things. The real pandemic is that we don't control our gazes, and that will give us the deterioration in our health and worse in our spiritual condition. And we'll never be able to become the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Our share can be second to none, but you'll never be able to become the friends of Allah without controlling our gazes. And as we learned last week also, Maulana Musa Sahib Daun Barakatum explained what we are yearning every day in these times and age. And all this, now it's not just looking at women in the street, today we have it in our pocket. Any minute, and we are busy going on this filthy sight and that filthy sight, and sadly when we don't control our gazes and make tawbah, we'll become old men, and you could like a cold, like a deep freeze, but you'll be still looking. Allah Ta'ala save us, and then Allah Ta'ala will take away the tawfiq of making tawbah. Allah save me, all of us. So Hazrat says, "Aankho ki hifazat mein is dil ka sukubi." If you want peace and contentment, and what that is, enjoyment of life, that you have peace in your heart, whether you are sick, whether you are in a small shanty, but you got peace in your heart, and that is when a person is now in real enjoyment of life, not in all the filth and dirt, in where music is playing and artificially it looks so beautiful, but in reality, everybody has got daggers in their heart. Nobody is at peace. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. That Hazrat says here, that if you protect your gaze, and then only Allah Ta'ala will come into your heart. And where is peace? Allah bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. That Allah Ta'ala says clearly, listen attentively, only when you get soaked in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And zikr of Allah Ta'ala has to be made so much. When we got this disease, then we should make the zikr in such a way, La ilaha, I'm taking out all this badnazri from my life, O Allah, please help me. And then Allah Ta'ala will come into our heart. Otherwise a person will be fooling himself, Hazrat says, you don't control your gazes. You can be whoever. You can be even the imam. But we have got no connection with Allah Ta'ala. We are living in a fool's paradise. And today we are living in an artificial world. It shouldn't be that that occasion comes. Nabi Sawasam said, "Annasu niyamun, faiza matu intabahu." And as Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, "Hatta iza jahadu al-maut, qala rabbi zi'uni." That you're living in this dream world, and all of a sudden, miracle maut comes. Now you're begging Allah, "Rabbi zi'uni, oh Allah, please send me back. Now I'll control my gazes." Allah says, "Kalla, we heard this over and over. Allah, protect me." And now we're living in such a time that to talk on such a subject, people say, no, these are not important things. Well, this was so important. The way our Dada Shaykh and our Hazrat spoke about it and drilled it, and still it didn't go into my heart. Allah, make me realize that a person just makes an effort on this one major sin. Then Hazrat says, it's like you have got so much courage that now you're carrying a bull, and people will be shocked. If you can carry a bull, then all the other sins, which are also kabira, will be much more easier. It's like carrying the small animals like a goat, it will be easier. But a person on the other hand, he can be even a tahajjud guzar. But if we're not making an effort to control our gazes and protect our gazes, and not only from woman folk, even young lads, and today even men with men, woman with woman, what a time we are living in. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So Hazrat says that your nafs, this nafs is such, that Hazrat says, Yusuf alayhi salam is acknowledging and saying, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّ. Nafs is nafs-e ammara. It will command you towards su, towards evil. And beautifully Hazrat has put it on such a beautiful scale. Hazrat says, bisu, which means in Arabic, evil. He says it's on the scale of, in Urdu, you call a scorpion bichu. So Hazrat says, if you don't control your gazes, it will be like a scorpion stinging you, and you won't even realize. When a person, you say you got a acute disease, and you become so immune towards sun, that you don't realize you're living in Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that we realize that Hazrat, that many mashayikh have said so beautifully, that never, مَدْ دَيْكُوْ إِنْ سُرْ فُرُخُوْكُ زِنَّهَارِ فَرُوْ رَبَّنَا فِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allahu Akbar. One of the great mashayikh have said so beautifully, that never ever look at these artificial beauties, what their lipstick and their whatever, all their makeup on their cheeks, etc. Never ever. And Hazrat has said, these red cheeks. Actually, he's saying that this red cheeks comparing with the fire of Jahannam. You're looking at the fire of Jahannam. It's like a child is walking into the fire. You're pulling him, and he's still pulling himself away. The mother will say, you're mad or something. Worse than that, myself, that we are doing. We're looking and we're walking into Jahannam, and we think we're enjoying life. Where there's no enjoyment in life, and Allah Ta'ala's fazl, kindness, Allah has brought us in the company of the mashayikh, that myself, we come here with the intention, Ya Allah, make my Islam, make me realize that I'm sitting and giving big bayan, I'm performing salah, I'm teaching, but my gazes are not under control. Then I'm living in a dream world, that I'm becoming the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person will see for himself, just start controlling your gazes, what peace comes into your heart. You love a peaceful life, and a life of ease and comfort, because you now, Allah ta'ala will come into that heart. Hazrat says so beautifully, Doka hai tujhe lutf haseenon se milega, Iblis ke kehne se kabhi uspe na jana. Don't let Iblis fool you and tell you, no, just, you get enjoyment just looking at them. What by just looking at them, what you will get? And you think you're enjoying, you're living in a fool's world, now you're fantasizing over a woman that you didn't even touch, you didn't even get anything. How foolish is that person? And sadly, as Mawlana Musa Sahib explained, that every gaze you glance in, you're losing a hoor of Jannah. And then you're losing the great opportunity of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala make us understand and realize. And as Allah ta'ala has very beautifully stressed it, that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform the ummatis, particularly the men separately, and the woman we chose, that the parda is not just even they wear the abayas, and they wear the abayas also, supposed to be such a loose fitting garment, that you don't know whether there's a young girl under that cloak or whether there's a 18-year-old. Today, those that are wearing those abayas, they are more attractive than people who don't have covering upon them. So that is not parda. We shouldn't fool ourselves that we've got a parda on our face also, so we are allowed to look at our men. You're not even allowed to look at your sheikh. Forget anybody else. So we have to realize that this command is so important and shows how Allah Ta'ala loves us, that Allah has stressed it over and over in the Qur'an Kareem. And Hazrat says, if you can't understand this, then see it for yourself. Pagal ki tarah firte hai usta ki majazi. Bechain hai din raat ye badnaam hai zamana. A person who gets involved in this illicit love affair, then he's like a mad person. He doesn't know which direction he's going. And now he has become disgraced in society. Lost his family, lost his children, everything. And lost your status, even the imam or whoever. And today we're hearing on all those cases, Allah save me, all of us. And no person can think I'm safe till we go to the qabr. We have to make this effort and beg Allah Ta'ala all the time. So this is a very terrible pandemic that has caused all the diseases in the world. And the solution to it is not all the terrible vaccination. The solution to it is we come and take the remedy by the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make our zikr properly and make a firm intention and stay away from all the spilt and dirt of the cell phone. We don't know how to use it. It's taking us into hell. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So Hazrat says so beautifully, Rehna hai agar chain se sun lo ye meri baat. Aankho ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana. Hazrat is saying, if you want to love what peace, at least listen to this one thing of mine. I'm telling you from experience. And here Hazrat, Allahu Akbar, what a man that from a young age, a young man, 17 years, already controlling his gazes to such a degree, that what peace and burning love Allah Ta'ala has put in the heart of Hazrat, that he could explain the subject so beautifully. He says, Shaitan is like, that in the early days you used to get, and today also, we say we're living in a fake world, that people want to sell their goods, they send their reps, representatives, and what they will show you, an item. He says, they'll show you the sample, they'll show you very beautiful. And when they send the goods, where they send you, they show you the sample, the face. And when they send you the goods, why, where they land you up? In the filth and dirt, right in the filthy place. And now you can't even return those goods. So Hazrat says, don't fall into the trap of Shaitan. If you want to be living a peaceful life and a happy life, and really a person who controls his gazes, then you find he's eager to look forward to Akhirah. He's easy, eager to meet, to be in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, which is a sign that you want to meet Allah. Hazrat says, just don't ever let your glance even meet the opposite party. And here also, love what parda in our homes also. And even what our daughters, etc. There were those days where outwardly their faces were not covered. But such strict adherence to haya in the home that we can't imagine. Today it is just as Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us. That is afatikal haya fafal mashita. If you lose your shame, then you will do as you please. And today this is the time we are loving in. So one very important aspect to protect our iman is protection of the gazes. And Allah has brought us here. And finally, so beautifully, Hazrat is saying from the depth of his heart, what an advice Hazrat is giving for me and all of us. We should think of our own condition. Akhtar ki ek baat nasihat ki suno tum un murda haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. Says, at least listen to this one of advice of mine. And this is such an advice Hazrat used to. And many people used to think, even ulama, that Hazrat only knows this bayan. But this is such a bayan which covers every aspect of deen. It will cover our entire deen. When we realize and you start controlling your gazes, then Allah Ta'ala gives you basirat and Allah gives you foresight. Then you realize, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has foretold, that, and Hazrat says it so clearly, nobody is like to be called an adulteress, that you are adulterous person, you're just committing a zina all the time. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, zina al-ayn al-nazr, the adultery of the eyes is just casting glances, and where it's going to lead to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to taught us so beautifully. Not like Shaitan's system and the Western system, then light a fire and say that you must protect yourself. Give everybody, Allahu Akbar, protection from haram spreading. You light the fire, how are you going to protect yourself? Allah Ta'ala taught us, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't even go close, just control your gazes and you'll be at ease, you'll be so in chain. Everybody is loving in it. Outwardly they dancing and they acting like animals, but in their hearts nobody has got peace. And those people who control their gazes, they sitting quietly, making the zikr of Allah, or just meditating, but what peace they got, the whole world's army cannot get it, unless we follow in their footsteps. So Hazrat says clearly, what you are looking at, they murda, they like dead cops you are looking at. They just stand and water. So what you looking at, this artificial, filthy woman, and they artificially look beauty. That means you lost your eyesight, you also don't know what beauty. When your heart are open, then you realize what beauty. And beauty can only be the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll enjoy what Allah ta'ala has given us, the closeness and the connection with Allah ta'ala in making zikr, tilawat. So Hazrat says, never ever put your heart to this artificial beauties that are walking. The subject can never be, we haven't never even reached the top of the iceberg. But we find, when we don't take heed of this, then we fall more into a deeper hole. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. We make sincere tawbah and beg Allah Ta'ala to make us realize this reality and make a concerted effort to protect our gazes and become the close friends of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. Doing about the dunya and how a person must ponder over this world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this world is a continuous journey which is going further and further away, while the akhirat is a continuous journey which approaches nearer and nearer. Both this world and the year after have their sons. If you can, be not among the sons of the dunya. Today you are in a place of practice, darul amal, and there is no reckoning here. Reckoning will be for you in the akhirat, and there will be no amal there, there will be no practice there. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the following ayah, which means, Allah expands the breast of the one whom He intends to guide, so they accept Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when nur enters the breast expands. Someone asked, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, is there a sign for this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, three signs. He saves himself from this abode of deception. Number one. Number two, he inclines towards the everlasting abode, the akhirat. And number three, he makes preparations for the everlasting abode before the arrival of death. So these are three signs to see whether iman has entered our hearts. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.